Now, Edim Zemimim, the Marathakash, now according to Rabbi Shia, why doesn't he learn Edim Zemimim? The Mamainahu, because the half a minarid is only called Mamin. So listen me, why doesn't Rabbi Shia say the case of Edim Zemimim? So Rashi explains the half a minarid that a kenas means there's a set amount how much you always have to pay. Whether it's kefil, dalvei, chamishim, Edim Zemimim, there's no set amount. It's kasha zamam. As much as you wanted him to pay, that's how much you're making you pay, but there's no set amount. If you wanted him to pay 100, you have to pay 100. Him 1,000, you have to pay 1,000. So that should be called mamon. So why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn Edom Zemimim? So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Sovulak Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Shia holds like Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yama, the Rabbi Kiva says, that no, Edom Zemimim is considered kenas, and therefore the locher is Ein Mishalmim Al Piyatzman. If Edom Zemimim themselves admit that they were caught to be Edom Zemimim, and Bezdin was not machayim them to pay the money yet, and now they want to admit to pay the money themselves, the locher is at the potter. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva holds Edom Zemimim is called the kenas. Because really they didn't do anything. Just they wanted to do something. So it's the kenas that the Torah says they have to pay. Therefore the klal is, moide v'kenas is potom. That's why Rabbi Shia does not learn Edom Zemimim in his categories of Avos Nezikin. Because he's only talking about mumin and not kenas. Fred Gemara e sovla Rabbi Kiva. If it's true that Rabbi Shia holds like Rabbi Kiva, if so, listen to Trey Gavni Shor. So why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn in his klal two different categories of Shor? Because according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a difference. Listening shor the Yazik shor, but listening shor the Yazik Adam. Let it be in two categories. There should be one halacha if a shor hits another shor, then another case should be if a shor hits an Adam. Why? What's the difference? The Tanan, we learned like this. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Af tam shechoval ba'odom mishalein v'moyser nezik sholem. Rabbi Kiva says a chiddush that if a shor hatam hits another Adam, hits a man the first time, so you have to pay b'moisar the extra money, a nezek sholem. In other words, when is there a parsha that tam pays chatzi nezek? That's only when a shor hits another shor. But when a shor hits another, then he holds you have to pay nezek sholem. B'moisar means, Rashi says the case is, let's say the odom hit the shor, and the shor also hit the odom. So the shor did, let's say, only $50 damage to the shor. But the shor did $200 damage to the odom. Therefore, the Baal HaShor has to pay b'moisar. The extra $150, he has to pay him in Nezek Sholem. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there are two different types of shor. Shor that stretches another shor, it's always only a chatzi nezek by tam. But a shor that hits another, he has to pay Nezek Sholem. So Gemarain says, no, I'll tell you, Hotavra Rabbi Kiva Ligziza. Rabbi Kiva, like, broke what he said. Like, come on, like, he was Kamat Chayzer. He broke Ligziza Rashad, the Kayach Agrofer, with his fist. Like he broke it. The time he would learn like this. Rabbi Akiva Reimer, Yochalai would have thought to say, Af tam shechov b'yodim, even a tam shor that hits an odim, Yishalim in aliyah, that the owner has to pay nezek sholem. Even if it means he has to pay more than the shor is worth, a regular tam only pays negufay. That means you can't get out of the bala shor more than the shor himself is worth. That's called negufay. If my shor that's worth $50, damages somebody, make a $200 damage, so even though chatzin nezik should be 100, you don't get 100. You only get 50 what my shor is worth. But the Kiva says though, but what's going to be when a shor hits a man? So then you don't pay min aliyah. You only pay from the shor itself. Aftam shechov b'yodim yishalim min aliyah. That's right. I would have thought, again, Yochel, I would think to say, that aftam shechov b'yodim, when a shor tam hits an odim, maybe tak yishalim min aliyah, he has to pay more than he is worth. He has to pray the Nezek Sholem completely, even if it means playing in Aliyah, means from above, from his own pocket. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, Yas Eloi, you do back to him, means Megufa Mishalom Midashim, that the Baal HaShor only has to pay according to the value of his shor. V'yeinu Mishalom in Aliyah, if your shor is a tam, you never have to pay more than your shor is worth. So it comes out that, like Rashi tells me down, he wasn't chayza completely. But there's still a chiddush according to Rabbi Kiva of a shor. Let's say your tam is worth $100, and it does damage to a man worth $100, you'll have to pay nezek sholem. So there is a case according to Rabbi Kiva, still a chiddush, that you would pay nezek sholem. But just since you don't have it in all cases, because you never have to pay more than the shor itself is worth, so since you don't have it in all cases, it's not called two separate categories. Because it's not called the general klal all over that when the shor hits another, he has to pay nezek sholem. Because he only pays megufay, so sometimes his guf won't be worth the nezek sholem. That's why it doesn't say it in two separate categories. Weiter. Another case that the Bechiah says is, Ho'aynes v'yamafata v'yamaisi shemra. T'mamaynehu, listening. So it's a question according to Rabbi Chiya or Baishi also, why doesn't he learn it? So true, that the Torah says, if you're manas, a girl, a mafato, you have to pay 50 shkolim, that's called a kenas. But there's a locha, let's say you're a mazaka, you made a pagam in her, or you gave a boishis, you have to pay also. So b'shas, you forced her, you did other hezekim to her. So why don't we say that? You have to pay for the pagam and for the tsar, for the shevis. So Mar says, no, mamonashoch. Like, that's not a kasha, monashuch. In Nezik, if we're talking about the Vishas, you manasa, you forced her to live with you. You heard her. So, Tony Lay, we learned already, your boy, she learned Nezik. Eat, sorry, if you give her pain when you're doing it to her. Tony Lay, we also learned already in the boy, she's case, Nezik tsar. E boy, you embarrassed her. Tony Lay, you also learned it. E pagam, you made a body worth less now. Somebody buys her for a shivcha, she's not worth so much. Hainu Nezik, that's called Nezik. So these mazikim rabbi she learned. Ma yislach l'meimah, what's the extra chiyuv here by noinis? Kenasa, only the extra $50, 50 shkolim, that's called a kenas. If so, we answered already, the kenasa, like Tamari, rabbi she is not talking about kenasas. Therefore, rabbi she does not learn ho'inis and mafata moiti shemra in his brisa. Now, the last case was hametame v'yamadama v'yamanasich. The man goes and makes somebody's true matame, or he mixes it up with chulin, or he makes your wine into yayin esach, so Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Chia said yichayiv. The question is, why doesn't Rabbi Shia learn these three? To mamaynehu, l'chur it's mamen, you be mazik, his wine, so why don't we listen, why don't we learn it? So my answer is like this, manashach, let's see what's going on, whichever way you look at it, there's an answer. E hezik, shena nikra, shmei hezik, if you want to tell me that the chiddush of these three cases that's called special, is that this hezik, you can't see it. After you matama the truma, if you look at it, it looks the same way it was before. After you mixed up these apples of truma with the other apples, they all look the same. After you were menasech the yayin still looks the same. So that's called hezik shena nikir. I ruined your wine, I made your wine asabanor, but if you looked at the wine, you don't see anything wrong with it. So that's why these cases are different. But let's say, what's the svara? If the svara is that still yichayiv, that hezik shena nikir, shmei hezik, it's a svara the Torah still says yichayiv. If so, Rabbi Shia says, Hatani le Nezik. If so, then that's Pasha, that's included in Nezik. Rabbi Shia learned in his Brisa Nezik. That's called when a man does Hezik to somebody else, that's Mechal Nezik. Ella, what do you want to tell me? Ella, e Hezik, Shena Nikolashima Hezik. If you want to tell me the story is that Midiraisa Yapater, even though I did damage to you, but since we can't see the damage, that's the story that Midiraisa Yapater. If so, why are you Chayiv only Midirabon? That's called the Kanas. And so have a like kenas, that's called a kenas. Or the kenas, like tamari. And we answered already that Rabbi Shia is not saying all the cases of kenas. That's why Rabbi Shia did not learn these three cases. Now the question is though, so why did Rabbi Chia learn it? Why does he say it separately? So l'churu, we should say, leima, we should have a proof, let's say, that kesavah Rabbi Chia holds that hezek shena nika lo shmei hezek. Since he says it separately, l'churu, we should have a proof that he holds midi raisa yapoter. It's a new chiddush that's a knas that yichayiv. That's why he learns it separately to teach us this chiddush that yichayiv. Because if it was a regular nezik that yichayiv, so we learned already nezik. What do they have to say two cases for? So Gemara says, no, this won't be a proof. This is what I'm saying. The ish, because the ish may hezik, if it's called hezik, hotani le nezik, we learned already nezik. So Gemara says, no, that's not a proof. I'll answer you, tona hezeka de minkura, v'tona hezeka de le minkura. He says it in two different cases. Even though maybe Midiraisa, Hezek, Shena, Nikur, Shemei Hezek, there's still a Svar Midiraisa, even though we can't see the damage, but so what? Since you caused him a loss, now his wine is Asabanor, now his Trum is Temei, he can't eat it. Since you caused him a loss, Yechayiv, but still it's a different type of the Hezek, it's still a Chiddush, that Yechayiv. So that's why he says it in two cases. He says a case of Zeka de Minkura, that's Nezek, where really you punch the guy in the nose, and we really see the Hezek, and then he says this type of the Hezek, that we don't see the Hezek. But even though both cases may be Yichayim Midiraisa. Okay, so the kids, so these are three things we have. Our Mishnah says four of us. Rabbi Shia says 13. And the Bechiah says 24. So now, Bishleim L'Tana Didan, it's very good according to our time in the first Mishnah that he says Arbo of us Nezikim, he has to say a minion, the count of four, even though anybody could read it and see there are four. So why does he have to say four? I tell you, Tony, minyan ala muted Rabbi Shia. He says the minyan of four Nezikim to tell us not like Rabbi Shia, is he's not including the 13 of Rabbi Shia. That's why even though he says the four, he has to say the number of four. Now, Rabbi Shia, Tony minyan, Why does Rabbi Yishiyah say 13? It's also good. Even though we can count the 13, because Lamuta the Rabbi Chiyah means to say these 13, and I'm not including the other ones of Rabbi Chiyah. Ella but Minyana the Rabbi Chiyah Lamuta Nai. Like, why does Rabbi Chiyah have to say there are 24 of us Nazikim? Let him just say what they are, and we can count them and see that there are 24. Why does Rabbi Chiyah have to say 24? What's his minion for? Why does he come in Lafuk and tell us something is not called a Mazik? So my answer is, Lamute Mai, what is he excluding? Lamute Moisir Mafazil. He's excluding Moisir, means if you tell on somebody, if you tell to the Goyim that he has money, he stole money, and they take it away from him, that's called a Moisir. You give over information to the Goyim, and the Goyim come and take away your money now. Or else, Mafagel, where a Kayin brings your carbon, and he shechs the carbon, he has in mind to bring it the wrong time. So he makes your carbon puzzle. So he was a Mazik, he ruined your carbon. Now, because of the Kayin, you're going to have to bring another carbon, you're going to have to spend money. So he's called a Mazik, the Kayin has to pay you for the money. So these two cases, Rabbi Chiyah left out. Now the question is, Philisni, why didn't he learn a tackle? Why did Rabbi Chiyah add these two also? So Bishleim and Mafagel, I can answer you, B'kotchim like Kamari. I understand why he did not learn Mafagel, because we're not talking about Kotchim. That's why he didn't say this case. Even though it's a Mazik, he didn't say it. Ela Moise, my time alone, Tony. Why didn't you say the case? If you give over information to the Goyim, that because of this, they'll come and take away somebody's money, that you should be a Mazik. You caused them to take his money. Why didn't we learn that? So my answer is, I'll tell you, Shani Moise de Diburei. Since Moise, all you did was you just gave over information to the Goyim, he just told on somebody else, that's why we don't talk about that Mazik. Rabbi Yishiyah is only saying Mazik when you do an action, but not where it's only Dibur. For the Gemara, is that true? Over Dibur like Kamaru, we're not talking about Mazikim of just Dibur. Aye, but Moise Shemra. We had one case here where the husband says bad about his wife, he gives out a name that his wife lived with another man already. And then we find out it's not true, and the husband has to pay her 100 shkolim. So the husband only did Mazik with his Dibur, and we learned it, Rabbi Chiyah learned this. So Gemara says, no, the Dibur Hu Katoni, the Hurasoni Mazik of Dibur, and he learned it. So Gemara says, that's called Dibur Diyispe Maisu. I tell you, but Maisi Shemra, that's called the Dibur that has the Maisa to it, that has an action to it. So Rashi learns Bila. And the Pshat is, the Tari says, that's the Machlaikas Megamar and Ksubis, but according to Rabbi Lezer Sheet over there, Tari says, that the Ksubis Perek Nair, Omer Rabbi Lezer Ben Yaakov, Lenemru Dvar Malolu Elike Shabol, the Pasha of Maisi Shemra is only when the husband first lived with his wife. Have it be that the husband lived with his wife, and then the next day he comes to Bezin to say, I didn't find the Sulam of my wife, most probably she lived with somebody else before me. So since he's only Chayiv, if he first did an action, it's not only called the Dibur. It means first husband has to live with his wife, and then he's Moitzi Shemra, so you need the Dibur also to Mechayiv him the money. So that's why it's called the Dibur like this by Maisa. That's not a kasha why he does not say Moisa. Moisa is only pure Dibur, that's why he doesn't say it. The more still yes, no, I tell you, for the more of Edom Zimmerman, there's a kavash of Edom Zimmerman, Dibura de Lespe Maisu. I Edom Zimmerman, there's a Dibur, and they didn't do any action. The Edom just said that Reuben owes $100, but they didn't do anything, the Edom. They only said their Edom to Bezdin, they only said Dibur to Bezdin, and still would be Mechayev the Edom to pay money. So we see Rabbi Chiyah talks about a Mazik with a Dibur alone, with your mouth alone. Hukatonian, we learned it. Tamura says no. Even though really the Eidim did not do any action, but Rachmona Karya Maisa, the Torah calls it an action for Eidim Zemimim. Because the Pasuk says, V'yasisim loy, we should do to them, to the Eidim, kasher zomem lasois liyochiv, that they wanted to do to the brothers. Since the Pasuk says, lasois, mashma, we consider it a Maisa. So the Torah calls Eidim Zemimim like a Maisa, that's why Rabbi Chiyah learned it. But the case of Moisa, that's only a pure Dibur B'Yalma, that he does not learn. Now the Gemara says, Bishleim l'tana didan, according to our Tana the Mishnah, Tana Ovos Mechlal Dika told us. It's very good why we call Arab Ovos Nezikim, because these four Ovos have told us to it. So well, it's good to call it an Av, since it has a Toda. Elul Rabbi Chiyah l'Rabbi Yishiyah, but according to these Ovos, a 9 or other 11 here, Ovos, why do you call an Ovos? Mechlal Dika told us, since you call it an Av, L'chur, it should be Mashmet, has told us offsprings, has other lachas to it, told us, say a man, what kind of told us does the Shrei Mechinim have? Hashem Mechinim is Hashem Mechinim. Whatever he does is Hashem Mechinim. A ganef and a ganef and Edom Zimim, they're no, a told us here. Whatever they do is the Yav. So what do we call it others for then? So my answer is, Amar Rav Avua, Kulan Ka'avais Leshalem Imetiv. The reason why Rav China Baishir calls them Avais, even though true they have no told us, it calls it Avos to teach us that it has the same halacha like the Avos of our Mishnah, that when you pay up with karka, with property, you have to pay me native from the best of your property. My time, what's the reason? Who said so? The Torah only says it by regular and shame that you have to pay me native. How do I know by Edom Zemimim and by all these other these halachas here of Dalai, Nefes, Sarishan, how do you know by other amounts that you have to pay me native? So Gemara says, Asya tachas nisino yishalem kosef. But by one of the, by either one of these, it says either one of these four words. And we'll learn now with Gzeirah Shavah from Shein V'Regel. Like Rashi says, to the kulat siv oy tachas, either one of them says tachas, the gamrinan tachas tachas mishor hamuud. The siv bay says by shor hamuud shor tachas ashor. Nahos the meitav. How do we know they're meitav? You have to be back from the best of your property. The gomer mishein v'regel, the siv they're meitav, the other is clearly meitav. So there you. His afkan here also, meitav. Shimbol the shalom kat, if you come to pay that kat, you have to pay from the best. So the kids say, all these 24 nizikim that the Bchir brought down, and every parashat either says the word tachas, or else it says the word yishalim, or else it says the word kesef or nesina, therefore we all learn out back from shore, they say you have to pay back the meitav. So that's why it's called avos. Matthias speaks out, the Afagav that told us the avos the masnisin, mishalim nami meitav, I that told us now mishn also pay me meitav. So why do we call the toldos in the Mishnah toldos? Let's call them avos. So he says, Mikol Mokim Hani Ilav the Karin Loyavos, but have the Yadid the Mishalim Meitav. Here now, these 24 that they're reading on, if we would not call it an av, we would not know Yad the Peni Meitav. Bishleim with the toldos of our Mishnah is called the toldos because it's not Mamish the Yav. But the Pshita, we know the Loch of the toldos have the Peni Meitav, like we said in Svarah, the toldos are like the Yavos. But here, by Ganef or Gazlan, if they didn't call it an Av, I would not know you have to pay back Mimetav. Torah doesn't say clearly Mimetav. I wouldn't know to make this Gzeirah Shavah. That's why you have to teach us that all these 24 of us Nezikim have to pay Mimetav. Then our Mishnah says, Lo yareya shor kareya maver. As you know, shor is not like maver. My comma, Samar explains, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Omar Rav Zvid, Mishmei de Rava, Hochi comma. This is what the Mishnah means to say. That really is asking a question, the Mishnah. Lech derachmon echoda. Let the Mishnah just say regal. V'teis yidich minei. And why can't I learn out Shein from regal? Why does the Torah have to write two? Let the Torah just write one. Choda oma, then the Mishnah says no. Choda mechoda layasya. A killer not one from one. If it would have just said regal as eko to zezeka motzui, I would not know Shein. If it would just say Shein is yesh hanoli as eko, I would not know regal. Therefore the Torah has to write both. Then the Mishnah says, "V'loy zev zeh sheish from ruachayim, and not shein v'regel that has ruachayim, kareya eish that doesn't have ruachayim." For the Gemara, my comment, what does the Mishnah say now? Amar Mishashim Mishmei the Rav Ochi comment. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ochi comment. The question.